For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Possible economic consequences of so-called religious freedom legislation produced by the Arkansas General Assembly this year served to dampen a development announcement by Governor Asa Hutchinson on Thursday.
I'm delighted today to make the announcement that Mike Preston will be the next Director of Economic Development. Now let me...
The governor touted his appointment to the state's top industry recruitment post to a room full of onlookers.
Companies that he has lured to Florida include the Hertz Corporation, 700 jobs, Lumber One, 350 jobs, Navy Federal Credit Union, 5,000 jobs.
Hutchinson noted Northrop Preston has worked for Florida's equivalent of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission for 6 years in government relations.
I like his experience working with the legislature, very similar to the major projects that we have in this state have to go through the legislature.
But the attention of the room and questions from reporters turned from Preston's capacity to attract industry in projects like Big River Steel and Osceola to Arkansas's reputation. Recently, a slew of bills have been derided by LGBT advocacy groups as sanctioning discrimination. It may have caught Preston off guard, but he predicted no negative fallout.
I'd have to go back and look. I'm not even familiar with I haven't been following the legislation that's been going on here, but you know, I feel like I'm in tune with what's going on around the country as far as economic development, and I haven't seen any issues that anybody's saying that, you know, something's going to hurt Arkansas's competitiveness.
If Arkansas is perceived as anti-gay because of laws passed out of the legislature this session, Preston said any industry hesitation to locate in Arkansas can be overcome.
There's going to be challenges that we face. You know, every state's going to have it, and you know, we work together as an economic development community to fight through anything that we need to.
Preston said it's an issue every state faces, although only 19 have adopted laws similar to Republican Representative Bob Ballinger's HB 1228. Preston will have to overcome a campaign to out Arkansas as a state that is not friendly to gay people. Just minutes after Preston's remarks, Chad Griffin, the founder of the nation's largest LGBT advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, made an announcement of his own.
HRC will be launching an advertising campaign about this bill and about this governor's decision in Silicon Valley as well as on Wall Street over the next days and weeks to come.
Griffin, who is an Arkansas native, referred to the advertisement, which in part reads, "Arkansas closed for business due to discrimination."
It will send a warning sign, a beacon, to corporate America that Arkansas is no longer open for business.
While Griffin and HRC negatively view Arkansas's entry into laws that give a religious defense to a person that refuses to serve another based upon an objection to something such as homosexuality, the governor sees it otherwise.
If you look at how this has been interpreted in other states, that the courts have dealt with that in a fair manner, and I think that's the balance that we try to achieve. You know, genuinely held religious convictions versus the concept that we're a free society and we want to work to avoid discrimination.
The HRC is calling on Governor Hutchinson to veto the bill, warning that the eyes of the nation are upon him. The governor says if the bill advances as expected to his desk, he will sign it.
The 1228 is still working its way through. I think there's even some more recent amendments, but the last version I saw, I would sign.
The governor of Indiana signed a similar law this week, and a $4 billion tech company announced it will stop investing in that state. And in the midst of college basketball's March Madness, the NCAA is expressing concern, too, about its operations in Indiana. Arkansas-based Walmart is opposed, and so is Matthew Bell, the owner of the restaurant South on Main in Little Rock. Bell spoke with HRC at the Capitol.
I would just like to say that my restaurant is open to anyone and everyone, and it makes me a little sad that I live in a state currently that I have to tell you that. All restaurants, all businesses should be open to anyone and everyone.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.